Okay, there's a very interesting machlekes in the Paiskim that has to do with the following question. Amira la'akum l'tzeirich mitzvah. Okay, so are you allowed to ask a non-Jew to do something on Shabbos that's usur, that's a malacha, if it's for the purpose of performing a mitzvah? So in general, the Ramah does bring down an opinion, the Bala Iter, who holds that Amira la'akum is mutter l'tzeirich mitzvah. That means that according to this opinion, I'm allowed to ask a non-Jew to do even a malacha d'oraisa. I'm allowed to ask him to build on Shabbos. I'm allowed to ask him to fix something on Shabbos. I'm allowed to ask him to cook on Shabbos with a malacha d'oraisa. I'm allowed to ask him to do a malacha d'oraisa, l'tzeirich mitzvah, for the purpose of performing a mitzvah. In halacha, in Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah, we don't pass in this way. We paskin that if you're asking a non-Jew to do a malacha d'oraisa, it's usur, even if it's l'tzeirich mitzvah, even if it's done in order to facilitate mitzvah. That's the halacha. So you're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to perform a malacha d'oraisa, even if it's to facilitate a mitzvah. However, we paskin that if you're asking the non-Jew to do something that's only usur midrabanan, then it's mutter l'tzeirich mitzvah. So you're allowed to ask him to do something that's only in the realm of an isur d'rabbanan l'tzeirich mitzvah. And that's part of the general category called shvus d'shvus b'makom mitzvah. That means it's shvus number one. It means a double d'rabbanan is mutter l'tzeirich mitzvah. So that means you're asking a non-Jew, which itself is only d'rabbanan, and you're asking the non-Jew to do an isur that's only d'rabbanan, which makes it a double d'rabbanan. That's permissible if it's in order to facilitate and enable a mitzvah to be done, okay? So you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do an Isser Drabanan in order to perform a mitzvah, but you're not allowed to ask the non-Jew to do an Isser D'Oraisa in order to perform a mitzvah. That's the general rule in Hilchas Shabbos. The question is like this. You know, what if the lights went out in shul and you want to be able to learn? So you want to ask the non-Jew to turn on incandescent lights on Shabbos in order to enable learning to take place in the shul, or in order to have the tzibur daven in the shul. You need the lights. What about to facilitate Kriya Satayra in the shul? Does the halacha change if you're asking the non-Jew to do a malacha d'oraisa, such as to turn on an incandescent bulb, which is havara, igniting a fire on a d'oraisa level? Can you ask the non-Jew to do an Isser D'Oraisa in order to facilitate a mitzvah that will be performed by many people together, by a tzibur? That's the question. Do we say that that's different than a regular case of asking the non-Jew to do a Malacha D'Oraisa for a mitzvah? Because in this case, you're not just facilitating an individual's mitzvah, but you're enabling a whole group of people to do a mitzvah. That's the question. So the Mishnah Berurah has the following psak from the Chayei Adam. It says the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah is talking about, let's say, a case where the Eruv fell down on Shabbos. And you want to know, can I ask the non-Jew to fix the Eruv with a malacha d'oraisa on Shabbos to make sure that people don't violate carrying on Shabbos, because they don't know that the Eruv is down, let's say. Or they'll violate the Isser anyways. In other words, I'm asking the non-Jew to fix the Eruv, to build it, to do Baina and Masakan Mane and Makapapatish. I'm asking him to do an Isser D'Oraisa to avoid something that he calls a Michshol D'Rabim, where many people will otherwise violate the Isser of carrying on Shabbos. Can I do so? Mishnah Berurah says yes. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayei Adam that if you ask the non-Jew to do an Isser D'Oraisa in order to avoid and to avert Michshol D'Rabim, it's mutter. The question is, can I compare asking the non-Jew to do Malacha D'Oraisa for Mitzvah D'Rabim to a case of the Chayei Adam where the Eruv fell down and you're asking the non-Jew to do Malacha D'Oraisa to avoid Michshol D'Rabim? Rav Moshe Feinstein holds yes. Just like the Mishnah Berurah says, that you're allowed to ask the non-Jew to do a Malacha D'Oraisa, to fix on Shabbos, to build on Shabbos, in order to avert a stumbling block and a violation of many people in the tzibur, of the tzibur, so too you enable a mitzvah derabim to take place by asking the non-Jew to do malach deraisa. So if let's say you have Kriyas HaTaira, and you need the Kriyas HaTaira to take place in shul, and the light went out, you're allowed to ask the non-Jew to turn on the light by turning on an incandescent bulb, which is a Isser deraisa of igniting a fire. Ask the non-Jew to do an Isser deraisa to facilitate and to enable mitzvah derabim, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTaira. That's the opinion of promotion. Now, there's a very fascinating debate as to exactly how far this concept extends. In other words, there are different stories that they say in the name of Rab Aaron, Rab Aaron Cutler, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Rishiva of Lakewood, about the classification of this heter. In other words, when we say that you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do a malacha d'araisa, like turning on a light, etc., in order to facilitate mitzvah derabim, how do we define mitzvah derabim? Do we mean a mitzvah that needs a tzibur? A tzibur-related mitzvah, like Kriyas HaTaira, that needs 10 Jews? Or do we refer even to a mitzvah derabim, which means a mitzvah that will enable many people to do the mitzvah? But it's not a mitzvah that needs the derabim per se. That's the debate. In other words, a story they say from a baron, which not everyone agrees actually took place, but they say from Rav Aaron that there was a story that one time the lights went out in the Beis Medrash, in Yeshiva, and they asked a non-Jew to turn on the light to facilitate learning in Yeshiva. Now, learning in Yeshiva is not something that needs the tzibur. You can learn by yourself in kind of the midst of Talmud Torah. But when you have the light on in Yeshiva, many people can now learn. So it's a mitzvah derabim in some aspects. That's the debate. Some say Rav Aaron was meikel. Others deny the story and the actual details that that they say over from this story, and therefore that's a hotly contested debate. But when it's a mitzvah derabim, which certainly is a mitzvah that needs a rabim, such as Kriyas HaTaira, everyone agrees that you could extend the psak of Mishmarim Mimekel. The question is, if it's a mitzvah that rabim, many people will be able to do, but it's not a mitzvah that is incumbent specifically on a rabim, that's already a debate. That's already a very interesting machlekes.